My name is Judy Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. I was on my way out the door when I heard and had to stop and listen to Joanne Bradbury's statement, so I did submit my statement in writing, but I stayed long enough to actually come to the mic. I'm afraid that my statement is probably not as well rational as many that have come here. It's more emotional. I came here with the intention of just listening, but then there's no virtue in silence, I guess. When first presented with the prospect of Northern Pass, I was on the fence. After all, this was clean power and a better alternative than coal or nuclear. But as I've seen the process play out, I've been deeply troubled by its methods of pushing the project through. The first red flag was the applicant dangling potential funding in front of the town and inquiring about shovel-ready projects. Then there was the lack of clarity in the wetland permit with its voluminous pages of data for the entire corridor. Now the requests I've seen coming across my computer for more waivers from established rules and the newest tactic, challenging individual motions to intervene one by one in an attempt to lump everyone together, making these individual concerns generic and meaningless. Is the real motive just to wear everyone down till they tire of filing and refiling and finally throw up their hands and throw in the towel? I'm sadly coming to believe that the applicant is a corporate giant that will manipulate the system any way it can to push this moneymaker through, claiming trickle-down economics in the form of increased tax revenues for the towns. Has there ever been a year that Eversource did not file an abatement for taxes in Deerfield? I'm concerned about the actual jobs to be created by this project, and I understand from what I've heard that there will be multiple jobs that will benefit Deerfield and the state of New Hampshire. I'm not opposed to that. We truly need more jobs in New Hampshire, and I'm the apprenticeship programs sound fantastic, but you know I'm concerned about the way that things are moving in the project. What happens if Hydro-Québec someday pulls the plug? New Hampshire could be stuck with the blight of that big extension cord forever. It's my understanding that there are only around 80 abutters who will be impacted. That's 80 plus families shouldering the burden for the beneficiaries of this money-making endeavor. Even if that were a remotely accurate statement based on a subjective definition of impact, where's the offer for direct compensation to those whom the applicants admit will be affected? Potentially increased tax dollars and additional jobs for a couple of years don't even begin to pay for the permanent scarring of our landscape. If the SEC takes away nothing else from this meeting, please remember that this is a real heartache for a lot of folks, that these are real people being affected, and it's the little guy who needs to be protected here, not big energy. I hope that the SEC will not become hardened by the barrage of voices clamoring to be heard, but will continue to listen, both with its head and with its heart. Thank you.